East Texas man connected to missing 11-year-old girl charged with aggravated assault. By Bob Price on February 17, 2024. Livingston, Texas, Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested Don Stephen McDougall Friday night on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. McDougall is reported to be the last person known to be with 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham before she disappeared Thursday morning. Deputies arrested McDougall and booked him into the Polk County Jail at 11:50 p.m. on Friday. He is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a second-degree felony in Texas. If convicted on the charge, he could face up to 20 years in prison. The charge is said to be unrelated to the disappearance of Audrey Cunningham. McDougall is reported to be the last person known to be with 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham before she disappeared prior to school on February 15. Sources in Polk County government, not authorized to speak with the media, told Breitbart Texas that McDougall was supposed to drop Audrey off at her school bus stop Wednesday morning. No one ever saw her at the bus stop. She never arrived at the bus stop or her school. A Texas Ranger interviewed McDougall throughout the day on Friday, the source explained. Later in the day, Polk County investigators arrested McDougall on the unrelated assault charge. On Friday morning, a large law enforcement presence was seen along the Trinity River below the Lake Livingston Dam in San Jacinto County. Deputies from Polk and San Jacinto counties, Texas Department of Public Safety troopers and Texas Rangers, Department of Parks and Wildlife game wardens, and Texas Department of Criminal Justice guards were on the scene to participate in the search operation after a lead brought them to this location. Sources in Polk County told Breitbart that tips led investigators to the area where they found articles that allegedly belonged to Audrey. McDougall's truck was also reportedly found stuck in the mud near the area. By the end of Friday, investigators believed they had enough evidence to hold McDougall on the unrelated charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, pending further investigation. Breitbart, Texas observed search dogs being deployed into the wooded area along the banks of the Trinity River. According to San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers, DPS dive teams were also being utilized to search the riverbed. Drones were also seen searching the area. "We are using every tool at our disposal to find Audrey and return her safely to her family," Polk County Sheriff Byron Lyons told Breitbart Friday evening. "On Saturday, we will bring in additional resources to continue the search." On Friday, Facebook user Patricia Joe posted a video showing police in Livingston, Texas, talking with McDougall. Following the casual interview outside a local donut shop, Patricia Joe followed a caravan including McDougall and Livingston police officers. The convoy roamed the local streets, stopping at a house in Livingston and an HEB gas station before driving to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, where McDougall entered and never came out. Sheriff Lyons told Breitbart that Texas Equisearch will arrive on Saturday to bring additional resources and equipment to aid in the search for Audrey. Texas Equisearch is a nonprofit organization specializing in difficult search and recovery operations. Tim Miller founded the group after his own 16-year-old daughter was kidnapped and murdered in 1984. Miller told Breitbart, Texas he would be on the Trinity River Saturday morning to begin a search for Audrey. Breitbart, Texas reached out to Sheriff Lyons early Saturday morning for additional information on McDougall and the search operation. The no doubt exhausted sheriff was not available for an immediate response. Court records obtained by Breitbart, Texas from Brazoria County, Texas, reveal that McDougall was convicted in 2008 on a third-degree felony charge of enticing a child. The 300 District Court found him guilty and sentenced McDougall to 2 years in prison. In addition to the prior conviction on a child sex-related offense, McDougall also wears tattoos indicating a possible affiliation with gang activities. McDougall reportedly lived with Audrey's father, Josh Cunningham, and would babysit Audrey while Josh was out of town working. Reports indicate that Livingston ISD school officials notified Cunningham around noon that Audrey never arrived for school on Thursday. Cunningham did not report his daughter missing until after she was scheduled to arrive home after school. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products. Editor's note, this article has been updated to remove a reference to the Texas Registered Sex Offender list based upon additional information obtained from Polk County officials.